Howdy, folks. If you're a bachelor and you want to stay that way, watch out for the woman who tells you her right age. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment. Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And whenever a person gets dissatisfied with his job, he might feel a lot better if he considered working conditions as they were in the so-called good old days, you know. I thought of this and I came across a set of office rules here that were posted by the owner of a carriage works. Back in the year 1872. Maybe you'd like to hear a few of the rules. Listen here now. Office employees each day will fill lamps, clean chimneys, and trim wicks. How many wicks have you trimmed lately in your job? Here's another official rule. Says, each clerk will bring in a bucket of water and a scuttle of coal for the day's business. Nothing like carrying your own load, I always say. And I kind of like this fringe benefit of 1872. The employee who has performed labors faithfully and without fault for 5 years will be given an increase of 5 cents per day, providing profits from business permit it. Boy, I know what would happen to me. I'd go along fine for 4.5 years. Forget to clean the lamp chimney one day and louse up my pay raise. That's what I'd do. Well, my restless and disgruntled friends, just think how working conditions were in the old days. Next time you get fed up with your job down at the carriage works. A lot of people today enjoy their work more because they chew double mint gum while they're doing it. Convenience has a lot to do with the pleasure of double mint. Chewing delicious double mint, you know, it can't possibly interfere with busy hands. And it's a real lift on the job, believe me. Cool, clean, double mint keeps you bright and refreshed. And somehow, you know, things seem to go easier and faster. You enjoy it at your work. Refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. And now here's something to enjoy, Marion Morgan. What are you singing for us today, Marion?
Call Me Up Some Rainy Afternoon.
Nellie Green met Harry Lee at a masquerade the other night. He liked she and she liked he, just a case of love at single sight. He took Nellie home that eve, also took the number of her phone. Just before he took his leave, Nellie whispered in the cutest tone, call me up some rainy afternoon. I'll arrange for a quiet little spoon. Think of all the joys and bliss. We can hug and we can talk about the weather. We can have a quiet little talk. I will see that my mother takes a walk. Mum's the word when we meet. Be a mason, don't repeat. Angel eyes, are you wise? Goodbye. Call me up some rainy afternoon.
Well, you sang up a real nice storm there, Marion, I think. Did you read in the Chicago Tribune about electronic restaurants? It's another push-button arrangement. I don't know. You sit down at a table or a counter and press a button, and anything from a cup of coffee to a five-course dinner comes out of the wall at you. I don't think I'm ready for this yet. I like to have a waiter or a waitress around, you know, just for the nuisance value, if nothing else. Huh? But the electronic restaurant, it still has a long way to go before it reaches perfection anyway. It still doesn't eliminate the cashier. You know, I'm real fond of being invited to barbecue meals. When your host, you know, puts on that barbecue cap and apron, boy, there's one thing you can expect dinner to be. Late. So have some delicious double mint chewing gum handy for yourself and your fellow guest, will you? It's a great help to keep you satisfied till the food's ready. And, you know, double mint's light and wholesome. It won't ever dull your appetite, even though you just chew it right up to eating time. It's delicious. Double mint chewing gum. I hope the Halloran Quartet has a spiritual for us today. How about that, Jack?
We have a fine one, Pat. Little David, play on your harp.
David, little David, come and play on your harp.
Little David,
play on your harp.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Little David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Little David,
play on your harp.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Little David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now David was a shepherd boy. He killed Goliath and shouted for joy.
Little David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David,
play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
little David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David,
play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I told you once, I told you twice, you never get to heaven by shooting dice.
David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David,
play on your harp.
Hallelujah.
Little David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David,
play on your harp.
Hallelujah. Now Joshua was the son of Nun. He never quit till his work was done.
Little David, play
little
on your
play
harp.
On
hallelujah,
harp.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Little David,
play on your
harp.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Little David,
play on your
harp.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Little David,
play on your
harp.
Hallelujah, little David,
play on your harp. Play on, play on, play on your harp. Little David, play on your harp.
Oh, I sure enjoyed that, fellows. Thank you. And now it's Buttram bonus time. Today's Buttram bonus is on how to make your vacation sound better than it was. I think we all agree that one purpose of a vacation is to have something to brag about to your friends and neighbors when you get back from it. That also explains those postcards, you know, we get from vacationers. They tell you they've been sleeping under 3 blankets every night. That always burns me up, you know. Well, you know how neighbors are. Some are so arrogant, they even traipse off to Europe and places like that, which kind of makes your little sojourn to Joe and Maud's tourist haven sound a trifle drab. But by employing the psychological technique of the Buttram system, you can have as good a vacation as they did. Maybe you didn't travel more than, 2 or 3 counties from home, but there's no need to take a back seat. Let's say your neighbors return home and they say, we just got back from Europe. Now, the thing for you to say real quick is, we decided to skip Europe this summer. You're in business already, see. You've deflated your neighbor just a little bit. She doesn't need to know that you just went down the road about 75 miles now. So the world traveler will try again, and this time they'll say, "Oh, it's beautiful along the Champs-Élysées in the summer." And this is your cue to say, "We wanted to stay off the streets." You see, we found just what we wanted, a rustic cabin in a pastoral setting. It was so peaceful and restful, far away from civilization. There wasn't a beatnik for miles around. You don't need to explain you were camping out in a sleeping bag. Now, you may have a neighbor who's bragging about a tour of New England. The proper reply there is, "Oh, tell me about it. We have New England scheduled for our 1962 vacation." So you see, if you just use your head, you can have the most wonderful vacation you've ever had. And that's our tricky, scheming buttram bonus for today. Now, Marion Morgan and Bill Kennedy have a duet for us. What's the title of it, Bill?
This is a simple melody, Pat.
Won't you play a simple melody like my mother sang to me?
You mean the one with the good old-fashioned harmony? Play a simple melody.
Musical beam and set your honey a dream, and won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of the tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because I want to listen to rag.
Musical beam and set your honey a dream, and won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical
rag. My mother
to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play
one
from a copy of the tune that is
charming,
you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because I want to listen to rag.
Well, thank you, kids. That's a... it's a nice number to wind up another week of Just Entertainment and lead into a pleasant weekend. And I'll tell you, however you spend your weekend, you have a few packages of double mint chewing gum along for refreshment and enjoyment. It'll add to your pleasure, and everyone who's with you will enjoy it too. You get enough for everybody. Wholesome, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Until Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that even if you can't pay your bills, you have something to be thankful for. Be thankful you aren't one of your creditors. Goodbye now.
Weekday evenings, enjoy the Amos and Andy Music Hall on the CBS